We wanted a look at the draft terms of reference, and that was one of the resolutions we had, that we would have had a look at the draft terms of reference before we put in place. And that's what we were hoping we would get. But we didn't get that opportunity. But the terms of reference that are put in place now are not looking at the detail that's needed. The problem is now that the study is put in place. It's been done through UCD. So we're going to have to wait and see what the outcome of that is. The Minister has promised that there will be consultation with people on the ground in the county, with the various groups. But he had also said that he would be in contact with me prior to this, and that hasn't happened. I hadn't heard from anyone. I got no word from anyone about this prior to them putting it into the media. It's a pity our terms of reference weren't taken on board, but we're going to have to wait and see what the outcome of this is going to be. But you know, from our point of view in Leitrim, we were sort of shut out of that part, and we're very disappointed in that.
In summary, what essentially is missing there that you would have a major concern about that not being included?
What I would consider the terms of reference that are there, that they're too focused on the forestry side of the industry and not on the economic and the social impacts of people in the county. There's 22% of the county on the, there's 20% of the county on the forestry. And what people may not be realised, with the forestry policy that's in place by our national government at the moment, in the next 10 years, there'll be as much forestry planted as there was in the last 30. That's the reality of the situation. And I think people need to sit up and take notice of this. That's why we needed this study. Hope that we don't have to wait for 20 years and somebody's calling for a tribunal to be called.